You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The Parah Adumah workshop. So these couple of weeks that we have to work on Parah Adumah, the subject was Tahara. There's an interesting diktuk that the Baal Goreh has to watch at the time that we go through the subject. It mentions that in the verse that whoever that has contact with the deceased, velo yitchata, and did not gain purity, says et mishkan Hashem, then you have to pause. You cannot say et mishkan Hashem time. It's asur. You notice, you listen to. Oh, so you have to repeat. And also, we had again. He says, "Ki et mikdash Hashem," and then again he says, "Time." Simply means that the one was that was careless, that the dwelling of Hashem became impure. So Chas v'Shalom, we cannot attach the term that is used for impure next to Hashem. It's asur. So that's why the Baal Goreh pauses. I mean, it happens. Some people like to direct the Baal Goreh, and then they, you know, wake him up. But we're not supposed to do that. So we have a similarity, like I say in the morning when we get up, you say Elokai, then you wait, you say Neshama. You say Elokai Neshama. Or when you start Lahash, you say Hashem, then you say Sefatai. You don't say Hashem Sefatai. You say Elokai, the end of Amidah, Netzor Neshonimera. Why? Because then we'll have a wrong message. For example, you say, Elokai, you know who's my God is? Neshama. Hashem, you know who my Hashem is? My lips, Sefatai. Elokai, you know who my God is? Netzor. So because we're not being misunderstood, and would not give a wrong message, we pause. We say, Elokai, Neshama Hashem Latata Bitaura. Hashem, Sefatai Tiftach. Elokai, Nesor Neshanimira. So in Parashat, Parah Adumah, we say, Mishkan Hashem. You have to wait. We say, Time. So now the message here, what is it all about? What is exactly trying? I mean, Ribbono Shel Olam could tell Moshe in a different way, no? We agree?
Yeah.
I mean, you know. I mean, this way, the Baal Goreh is waiting, and the one that is correcting him is going to be embarrassed because he doesn't know what's going on. So Hashem would do it in a different way, so this would not happen. You agree?
Yes.
Yes. Hashem.
Hashem, you pause between those two.
No. Actually, let's see.
They wrote it, it's like that.
They wrote it? Where did they write it?
In the morning when you say the Baruch Atah.
Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. No, there's no pause there.
There's a space to say
both. Maybe change your Siddur, it's better.
That's right.
When you said yourself?
You said out loud. You pause.
Fine. But if there's nobody around?
You don't.
Yeah, there's no requirement for that.
Yeah.
So now, so here, the Baal Musar, they teach us a very important lesson.
over here, and that is pause between.
Where is pause?
Between here to here, there is a space.
No. This explains here to you that how you have to recite the Nuf Hashem. This is the Kabanot, it's not a space.
Oh, okay. So this is the Kabanot. Okay.
So Baalei Musar, they try to guide us in the chapter of purity. What is that, this all about? Shabbat ended. Abdallah, what do you do? What did you do last time when Shabbat ended? After Abdallah, what did you do? Raise your hand.
You do but
say the truth.
You're supposed to do the last berachot of the
So that we eat?
Yeah.
What did you do? I'm not saying the halakha. What did you do?
So that we
eat. This is very weird. Oh,
sure.
That's not your forehead say. Say something else.
Maybe it's too fast.
What people usually do?
They clean up.
Clean up.
Take out the garbage.
That's like a barok. Need a So now here, the message we learn. Et Mishkan Hashem. Well, there are different choices. You know, people go, La'alim la'alechim, Chas v'shalom, it never happened to you. Bar Minan, you know, you go eat pizza. So now here it says, Mishkan Hashem, Timah! Well, let's say, what do you do after Yom HaKippurim, Motzei Yom HaKippurim, what do we do?
Open your fast.
Right?
Open your fast.
So, how do you open your fast? Three plates. And how do you eat? Make up for Yom HaKippurim.
Say Hamasiel, then you eat.
But here the point of the matter here is, after you exit the Kedusha, what's your attitude is? What do you do?
Try to eat.
Here, so now here, after Havdalah, you can sit down, read some Rashi, or Haim HaKadosh, open your Gemara. Oh, you know, say, Shabbat finished. And people cannot wait. Like now in the Sauda Shilshi, they look at the, you know, the clock. When's it gonna, when's it gonna up? It's gonna stop. So here in life, one of the greatest nisyonot test that we have, like let's say, every Mo'adim, how does it conclude? No, the Moed, Yom Tov. How did Yom Tov conclude? The Yom Tov, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuot, how does it end? Huh? No. You're right, but no. Every Yom Tov ends with Yisro Chag. What does Yisro Chag mean? Baruch Hashem, finish, leave me alone. He said, no. The next of the Yom Tov is called Yisro Chag Ba'avotim. He said, in Halel, you remember? The Pasuk says Yisro Chag. What does it mean? That means there is a steel, you're attached. Just, finish, that's it, done. He said, no. Grab it, squeeze it, don't let it go. Yisro Chag Ba'avotim. But here, finish, that's it. After Yom HaKippurim, Shulchan Aruch, Miyad Matchilim Sukkah. You have such a holy day. What do? You jump to Michael Al-Chai. From one step to another step. Now, just imagine you're taking a nap in the afternoon. You hear a loud noise. You jump, look in the window, you see the city workers, they have a jackhammer. What kind of feeling it gives you? Huh? You want to take the jackhammer and put it on their head. In the middle of the lahash, and then you hear a conversation outside between two tzaddikim. Happened to be a tzaddik. He finishes meeting with the Ribono Shel Olam and say, I'm going to go for a break outside. What kind of feeling it gives you?
Punch him.
No, Chas V'Shalom.
They don't have
no
respect for
all No, just follow the subject. You're getting out of the subject!
You're not supposed to talk, but
you
still talk.
No, Chas V'Shalom. No, I'm just trying to direct you. No, just say simply, jackhammer in your head. It's very simple. Yeah. Why? Because let's say you were preparing yourself 3 hours before this gentleman arrives, and then, you know, obviously you're trying to accomplish your tefillah, but you see here words. Who's talking? Why are they talking? But then, I mean, the halakhic aspect, forget about it. I mean, you're not permitted to. But the manner aspect, you know, the people, they still in the middle of the tefillah. Why are you going out there and start talking? So here, that's what Baal Musa is teaching us. The chapter of the Tahara, Et Mishkan Hashem. Now he attached the Tamit, Chas V'Shalom, to the name of Hashem. You're in the middle of Lahash, you're not permitted to speak. Not only you were not permitted to speak, now you're disturbing everybody. So that's why here he's teaching us, you know why Hashem arranged it like this? To teach us. Mikdash Hashem, don't attach the tum'ah to the environment that is kadosh, is holy. That's what the chapter of the holiness is all about. We have an interesting halakha that we have to follow up. It's called techef. Techef means right away, miyad, immediately. Techef arvit and Friday night kiddush. Techef kiddush netilat yadayim. Techef mayim acharonim biket hamazon. What does that mean? So that means this is an awareness when you start the kiddusha. You did arvit. Don't start talking along and chatting. Go, go, go. Go make a kiddush. You made a kiddush. Don't say you're dying. Why? Because the Yetzer Hara is there to disturb it, to break it, to destroy it. And that's why Maran brings, you didn't say that, right away. Why? Because that's why the Tahara has such a market. So our Kadosh brings that this Floni, he grabs whatever you accumulated in a silver tray. Silver tray, he comes and grabs it and destroys it. And here that's what we learn in chapter after Paraduma, et Mishkan Hashem. Don't say Timei Chas V'Shalom. Wait. The Chas V'Shalom, you don't destroy and waste and lose all the Torah that you give. You know, the Gemara brings an interesting point. So at the time that we elevate ourselves to the maximum, that's called the peak point. It's called the Lahash, Amida, and Shemona Yisrael. You heard about this? Why they call it Lahash? Silent. Amida.
Seven.
Which is sad. Why they call it Shemona Yisrael? No, I mean, they call it 18. Why they call it 18? Chai is a necklace. John? Yeah, no, but originally it was 18. Why 18? Why did you pick 18? Baruch Haya Olamim? No, the Chai you mean? No, that's for the mailbox or your passport. They use Chai 52, you know, things like that, 36. Or the, you know, the an hour they go back with this, you know, the cell phone thingy, they want the Chai number. So leave me alone, take the number. So no, I want Chai in it. Give me the 26 in it. Gemara says the reason that they pick Chai, because you have Chai nuts on your spine.
One more time, I'm sorry.
You have Chai 18 nuts on your spine. Your back. Does Chai, you didn't count it? What do you count every day? You didn't know? No? Gemara says, whoever that does not bow down in Modim, after he leaves this Olam, Acharei Ma'a V'Esrim, his spine will turn to a Nachash, to a snake.
There's only one.
Yeah.
The second one is only.
Yeah, some people they bow down at Baruch HaModim at the same time. Yeah.
Baruch Hashem, it doesn't happen here.
What does it mean? The spine becomes a snake? What does it mean? Why was he cursed, the Nachash?
Hashem didn't want to have anything to do with him.
Why?
He pushed
a button in
the tree with man,
a nun. He pushed?
Yeah.
Why he pushed
him? Because he couldn't convince
her. What did he tell her? Why did the snake tell Chava? No, that's not what he told. Huh?
The day that you eat from the tree, your eyes will open up.
What did he tell her that the reason that Hashem forbid for you to eat from the tree is?
Because you become like God.
He doesn't want a competition. Doesn't want to compete.
But still she didn't listen.
Huh?
She pushed her.
Right, but that's not the point. The point here is why Chazal they arranged Amida according to spine. And why the Gemara says if you don't bow down at Modim, that means admit your spine is going to be a snake.
Snake does not have nuts. Spine.
Right. But the point matter here is that you have a similarity to the snake. And what is your similarity to the snake?
You don't
Why did you bow down?
And you say, I am like
Shekhinah.
Why didn't you bow down?
Because I
give the full respect that I'm nothing.
Right. Because you feel you're a competitor with Hashem. Just like a snake that he wanted to create a competitor for Ribbono Shel Olam. He said, eat, Babuzan. The reason that he told you to not eat, he doesn't want a competition. So now here, at the time that you're standing in front of Ribbono Shel Olam, and you leave Ribbono Shel Olam, and you make a balagan, so that means I don't need to stand in front of you. I'm even better than you. If you have any problem, come to me. It's scary. So that means, if you don't understand what is Lahash is all about, what is Amidah is all about, and that's what the whole chapter of the purity here is, it's Mishkan Hashem. Mishkan Hashem. Timeh. Where's your respect? Where's your awareness? What is Hashem is? And that's what exactly the whole task of Yehudi is. You have to realize that Chas v'Shalom, your attitude, your behavior, your reaction, Chas v'Shalom, would not create a environment that the Kiddusha and impurity become mixed up by you being careless, by not being aware what the Kiddusha is all about. And that's what the whole chapter to Tahara is all about. Techev Arvit, Kiddush, Techev Kippur, Sukkah, Techev Yom Tov, Isvuchai. Why? Because the constant activity that Yehudi has to go from one step to another step. Not go outside and talk to other people. In the middle of Lahash. It's asur. It's forbidden. And it is suspected. And it's a chilul Hashem. Completely. Shenizke, Shesh Baruch Hu Yizakeh Otanu Shem Mekadesh Et Shem Hashem Yitbarach Shesh Baruch Hu Mesameach Otanu Bezad Hashem Yekarov.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.